From the studios of WNAA-FM-HD, welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WNAA-FM-HD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist. And as always, I keep bringing him back, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey. You got Keith Funderburk, Dr. Nanette Funderburk's husband.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, girl? Look, and each week we try to work on a name.
Mm.
And so
yes.
You know, I try to give myself a different name every week.
But usually before these shows, I try to prep myself to be like, okay, he about to go in there and say something. Like, what's he going to say?
I mean,
so
like,
I didn't
really
prep myself today.
I mean, you know, I'm just thinking like, I mean, we've been married for over, what, 16, 17, 18?
100 years, 1800
yeah.
years.
I mean, you know, like, but she's still, she's on pins and needles.
Because I know you.
Oh, Dr. Funderburk, a.k.a. honey, a.k.a. my baby's mama.
What's your name? What's
so
your name?
So my name is going to be, it's very simple, though.
Okay.
And today,
mm-hmm.
my name is going to be Brother Scared.
Brother Scared? Aww.
Yeah, man, look, it's scary right now in today's environment.
It is. It is.
You know, and when I'm talking about environment, I'm talking about the political environment, the economic environment, and even professionally.
Yeah.
Dr. Funderburk, I just don't know what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. I'm hearing about, you know, I thought last year we had been low unemployment. You know, everybody was looking good professionally. You know, we were buying houses, you know, all these other things. But in the last, I would say, 3 to 4 months.
It's been a little scary.
It's been a little scary. Man, I look.
So, Brother Scared.
Brother Scared. Or
Bruh Scared.
Bruh Scared. You know, I might be the scarecrow. Look, I know. I read
the scarecrow is supposed to scare other folk, you know, them birds and stuff away.
I know, but that's bad when you afraid of yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, who's that right there? I'm looking at myself. But the reality is I'm looking at what's going on all around me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was this song I read, how you got to put your left foot down and then just keep moving. But Dr. Funderburk, right now, I just don't feel like moving because I feel like if I move one step,
mm-hmm.
I might end up in quicksand.
You think you might do that two-step Y2C into...
Okay, man, I don't know what Dr. Funderburk talking about. I mean, especially those sound effects.
He rubbing off on me, y'all.
She got those sound effects. I don't know where she get her own personal sound effects. Okay, that's another show, though.
Oh, my goodness.
So today, Dr. Funderburk, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, you hit the nail on the head again. Uncertainty, really, is what we're talking about, because there has been so much uncertainty, even if it has not impacted you specifically mm-hmm. or personally, just seeing it can produce anxiety. That's a part of the definition of it.
So what do you mean when you talk about defining? How do you define it?
Defining uncertainty?
Yeah.
It's just that unknown, things not being definite. That's what we're looking at, you know, just when things aren't known or when things are just not definite for us, that really brings up a lot of anxiety. And y'all know what I call them, anxiety and depression, common colds of mental health, right?
Mm.
So it would make sense to me that a lot of folks are experiencing even more anxiety right now because of this uncertainty, the unknown. Things are not definite. And it can be anxiety producing when you think about your future and it doesn't feel defined.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
feel in any way definite. Yes, that can produce a lot of anxiety.
You know, I can imagine. So if you got a young family, you know, it might be you and maybe you might be a single mother or a single dad, or even you might be, you know, the traditional two-parent household, got 3.5 kids and a dog, and you're trying to figure out, am I going to have a job?
Yeah.
You know, because at one time, you know, I felt really good. I got my bonus. I got my.
Yeah. Lots of those folks were working. The people who've been laid off, they were laid off from those quote unquote good jobs.
Hey, you know, look, anytime you work for the government, the federal or the state or the local, my mom and dad would always tell me, look, you got you a good job.
That's one of those good jobs. You got that good job, that salary that's coming every month. You got those good benefits. You can go get your teeth fixed. I mean, you good. You can even go get your eyes looked at.
But see, now Uncle Joe, he can't get those teeth fixed.
Your Uncle Joe gonna get you.
Man, I'm telling you, see, because we're thinking about, you know, we're not quite sure if I'm going to have my job.
Well, and then that's the other thing. People don't have their jobs, and then they do have their jobs back again. So, you know, that is, well, that's a lot of anxiety. That's a lot of uncertainty. And it also puts the thought in your mind that, wow, somebody, I mean, we knew that we didn't have control of these organizations, mm-hmm. You know, like individually, but we just didn't think they would be up and gone, you know, just so immediately. And then, oh, here you go. They can come back again. Same thing with different taxes that are being placed on different items and things that come from different countries. It's kind of like, you know, all of that stuff ends up trickling down at some point, if the tax stays there, which that has gone back and forth. And all of this stuff really is kind of it's messing with our money is what it feels like.
Look at him. When you start messing with that money, man, mama's shutting it down.
Yeah,
you know,
that can feel really scary. And then it can lead to other things.
Right. Because, you know, so the real deal is, Dr. Funderburg, you know, we're talking about this financial uncertainty, mm-hmm. employment. You know, even in relationships, some of us, we just don't know, you know, and so that's what we want to look at today. So when you know, I think back and it was about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. I was in a job situation. I was in one of the larger banks. I felt like because it was a large bank, you know, hey, I'm good to go. You know, I got a really nice job. Mm-hmm. They had really good benefits. Then all of a sudden they started talking about a reorganization.
And that's when they say that word.
Man, look.
Reorgs.
I mean, so now, you know, people on my team, you know, I think they were going to downsize by 3-5%. And so we were all looking at each other and we were like, okay, is it going to be me? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be anybody on the team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might not be doing the same thing. I might end up, you know, cleaning toilets or something. I don't know.
And you really don't know in those moments. And even that. That questioning that you just said, is it going to be you? Is it going to be me? In those moments, you all didn't know. And those are the sorts of things that start to put little tears in those coworker relationships. Because a lot of times we have some good working relationships with our coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there can also be those times where, you know, things might not feel as great. But overall, you have good, many people have good working relationships with their coworkers. And so when stuff like this comes up and people start asking questions, it's like, oh, okay. Do I need to start jockeying for positions here? Do mm-hmm. I need to start doing this or that? And it can make you kind of look at that other person beside you kind of side-eyed. And now y'all used to go to lunch. Y'all used to hang for a little bit. You might even do some walking right after work. And now it's like, I don't know. So then it starts to shift relationships. And the relationships don't feel as stable. So that further destabilizes just the whole of who you are, because it just seems like there's a lot that's changing.
There's a lot that was changing at that time. And even Dr. Funderburg, in addition to my coworkers, even my own boss is almost like a parent, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, or someone in the authority. They too were just as uncertain as we were, because they were thinking about their own job security.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, okay, so I'm going to maybe talk to my boss or my boss's boss in the leadership team. And I'm going to feel better once I talk to them.
Yeah.
Look, they were just as scared as I was.
But, you know, even in some of those situations, they know stuff, right?
Right, right.
They know things, and they're not able to share those things in those moments when you come to them. And so they might be saying, okay, I know that Funderburg is the one getting ready to get laid off, but I can't really say anything to him right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is heavy for a supervisor to carry because, hey, he might like Funderburk.
That's right. You know, and I have been in situations where I was the manager, I was the leader. And so if we've got some folks in leadership that's listening to the call or the show today, you are in a very, very tight situation because you have to maintain the professional relationships with on both sides.
It's that proverbial rock in a hard place.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, when you think about the folks that you're leading, you know, they got young families. They just had a child or they just had, you know,
caretaking, a parent.
Yeah. So we know their situations. But yet you have to maintain the confidentiality. Because you are in leadership, you know, HR, they're going to come in and they're going to give you some talking points, but you can't disclose it. You have to hold back, even though you know some of that information.
Yeah.
Dr. Funderburk, how are we going to be dealing with this as we go forward? Again, you're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. We've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk. Again, my name this week, y'all, is Brother Scarecrow.
I thought it was just bruh scared.
No, man, I had to go in there further because, see, I feel like I can't move forward. I can't move backwards.
You just up there.
I'm just up there just hanging. just up there just chilling. Dr. Funderburk.
Yeah.
So for those that are in positions of leadership, how can they deal with their feelings and their thoughts? If I've got to deal with the, because, you know, the people all around me, they're wanting to get secure in me, but I'm kind of uncertain myself.
So that's where, for any of us, whether you're in leadership or not, but definitely if you are in leadership, you want to make sure that you have not siloed yourself. So you can't operate as a one-person leader. In the one-person leadership capacity, you want to make sure that you are connecting with somebody. And it might be that in your specific role at your job, you might be the only you. But it doesn't, that still doesn't mean that you can't connect to somebody, because you by ourselves, all we have is our knowledge and whatever we can search on our favorite search engine, right? So when we look at it that way, it becomes, you know, we kind of have to become like our own know-it-all. And really, know-it-alls never really know-it-all, right? So you do have to connect with another person, even if that means you've got to find someone outside of your particular job. Are you a part of any professional organizations? And if you're not, go ahead and become a part of some professional organizations. That was one of the things that was always mentioned to me when I was in my grad programs, was to be a part of the professional organizations. I was also thinking about supervision. We, in my profession, we have, so when you're at an associate level, that means that you've graduated, you've gotten your graduate degree, and you've gotten like that provisional licensure. You're right there, new in the field. You have to have supervision, what we call not even peer supervision, but just you have to have clinical supervision. And that person is there, that clinical supervisor is there to tell you, hey, this is what's good, this is what's not good, this is where you're stepping right, this is where you're stepping wrong. And the really great clinicians have supervisors throughout their careers, even when they don't have to have that clinical supervision anymore. So those of you all who are out there in leadership, and you've been in leadership for several years, maybe even decades, you still need somebody who knows more than you. Make sure you're connecting with someone. It could be a mentor that you've noticed in another at another company. Maybe they're not even in the same field as you, but they're just a leader who faces dealing with people, who's faced a layoff before, who's faced dealing with difficult times.
Right. And I tell you what, this is one of those difficult or hostile times, you know, in America. And of course, really, because of our nation and how we do business is really global. You know, one of the things I also want to emphasize when you think about professionally is most people today, at least in a professional environment, they're working from home or they're working remotely. you know, when the pandemic started, you know, they a lot of organizations, if you're in a call center environment or some other environments that allow you to work remotely, you know, from home or what have you, you know, you don't get the benefit of having those water cooler moments or going up the elevator, you know, having those casual conversations. Now it's all about, you know, you might be using some type of a video interface, or you might be, or audio interface. So we really just don't have that. Sometimes you want that casual conversation to kind of give you, you know, feel better.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
uncertainty, it happens. But let me take it to another level, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uncertainty in our relationships.
What do you mean?
You know, some of us might be uncertain. Are we gonna ever get married? Look, we've been dating 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, Dr. Funderburg. The question that this person is wanting to know from their partner, do they really want to marry me, or are they just tagging me along? They just feel like this thing, I don't know what they're going to do. They mm-hmm. saying it, but they ain't doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How am I going to deal with that?
Well, you got to look at what is it that you want. You know, are you okay with not moving to whatever is the next step very, very soon? And if you are okay with that, then fine, you're okay with that. If you're not, that's where, you know, you have to have one of those come to conversations and say, hey, we gonna either fish or cut bait here. I'm not a fisher person,
man.
So I hope I used that analogy correctly.
Are we gonna fish
or cut bait?
Cut bait.
Isn't that right? Did I say it right? Y'all tell me I said it right. I hope I said it right, y'all.
Man, so y'all see us out in the street. Did she say it right?
You know what? So side note there, since you said that, we so appreciate when different people will come up to us and say, hey, I heard you talking about, you know, whatever it was that you were talking about. One person even came up to us and asked Keith how he was working on his word, tenacity.
That's right. See, look, for 2025, I've got a one word theme, and it's tenacity, or being tenacious.
Yes.
And so if you see me on the street,
ask him, y'all.
Ask
me, him.
What am I being tenacious about today?
That's right.
You know, we got to have, y'all. We got to do this thing, y'all. We got to go to that next level, and
okay,
whatever
so
it is, professionally or personally.
So bring it back. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say thank you to the people who, you know, come up to us and say different things. We love it, y'all.
You know, let me ask you this question, Dr. Funderburg, and do you believe it's possible that we can be too cautious when it concerns being, when you're in an uncertain situation? Are we just being too much of it? You know, are we mm-hmm. operating in too much fear?
Yes. Oh, so you're trying to bring up my word since your word got brought up, right? Is that what it was?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. That's how he does me, y'all. So my word for the year was fearless. Sometimes we do think too long on situations, and that has been me. I am quite cautious, and I am quite risk averse. So I will, you know, study situations and study them and research them and study and study and study. And usually when I do make a move, it is the right thing, simply because I have researched for so long. But I possibly could have made that same decision a little bit sooner. You know, if I was not as cautious as I was. So there is a benefit to that, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, drama that happens in my world. But could I have gone further or could I have moved further faster if I wasn't as cautious? I think that's a definite possibility. So yes, I do believe that it's possible to be too cautious in some uncertain situations, and it can turn into that analysis paralysis. And so I think that really goes along with my personality type. And so don't misunderstand what I just said there, in that it goes with my personality type. Our personalities are created through our experiences that you know, positive or negative that we have. But personalities do not have to be fixed at birth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that's just it's just who you are, and that's who you are always going to be. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those pet peeves of mine when folks will say, well, that's just who I am. And yeah, it is who you are, but I need for you to work on that, wow. ma'am or sir, because it can change. If it's not working for a particular situation, it can change, and it probably needs to change if it's not working. Wow. I really hope I didn't step on toes when I said that. But if I did, just say ouch and move on.
Okay, keep it moving, y'all. We got to keep moving. You're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. You got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburg. Today, y'all, we're talking about uncertainty, living with uncertainty. You know, Dr. Funderburg, as I'm thinking even more as a leader, sometimes we are not given, you know, we may not have all the cards. We may not have all the pieces to the puzzle.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of times that we still have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's leadership.
That's leadership. That is exactly. Leaders oftentimes have to make decisions with only the information that they have, and they do not always have all the information, and they don't always have time to go seek all the information. So good leaders will make a decision with the information that they do have. But that's also why good leaders are connected to others. Mm. They're not making, again, decisions in a silo, okay. like I mentioned earlier. When you're siloed, that means you're cut off from everybody else.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to be connected to other good leaders. You want to be connected to the people who follow you or who you lead. You want to be connected because you are the one who has to make a decision. And when you have to make a decision in very short order, you want to always have had your ear to the ground. And so you kind of know what the conversation is, but you also know what other good leaders have done in difficult situations.
Wow. See, this is just so important, y'all. We're talking about dealing with uncertainty. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, there's a movie chain or a group that's out there. And, you know, it was a bunch of superheroes, and they come together to defeat this one enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's not just going to be, you know, you wearing the red cape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as I like the red cape, it might have to be somebody else. Maybe they got on the big boots. You know, you never know.
Right.
And so it's just so important, though, is that, as Dr. Funderburg was talking about, we're not going to be siloed. We're not going to be in our own little world. And making all the decisions without having input.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's extremely important to get some good counsel.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking about in that movie that you were talking about, there was a portion at the end when I think it was like an all-out war against that main villain, right?
Right.
And there was a portion of that end part where they were in the war, and all the women came together.
Wow.
I can't remember what the line was, but it was something like, you know, don't worry about her back, I have it, or something like this. It was something like that. That's not the line, but it's something like that. And it was all the women coming together, all the women superheroes coming together, having each other's back. And they were all out beasts, y'all. They were fighting to bring down this one joint enemy. So what that says to me is, number one, I can't stand it when people will say, well, you know, women and women get together. And that has not been my experience. And I think, number one, it's because of how I'm going to put myself out there. But it's also because of the folks that I make a choice to connect with. Again, connection. Who are you making the choice to connect with? There has not been any drama for your mama in any of my female groups. So that's about how I'm going to put myself out there and who I'm choosing to connect with. If there's always drama, then check to see who's the common denominator, and it might be you. Okay. If it is you, then okay, let's work on that, because even though there are some things that might have been or might be a part of your personality, we can work on that. That can shift, and we can start to make you the best you that you can be, because there's probably a part of that personality that is really, really helpful. It's just we got to use that in the right way. And it's not just the women. It's, right. You know, where are the groups that are similar to you? Those are the ones who know you and probably who are most like you, mm-hmm. and they can support you, but they can also call you out when, you know, you're just kind of hanging back and you really need to move forward.
Look, Dr. Funnenberg, I got to say something to the guys.
Uh-huh.
Fellas, quit tripping when your ladies are going to get together. You know, we have a tendency as men, there she goes. She going over there with them women. Guys, y'all need to pull up, you know, put your big boy draws on and encourage your spouse, you know, your auntie, your mama, whomever that female is in your house. Encourage that support. We need to support each other. Sometimes as men, you know, what we'll do, we'll go play sports. We'll go to the ball game. We'll go out to the field. But for women, it might not be like that. It might be something where they're going over someone's house. Maybe they're going to get a glass of wine. You know, they're going to talk about it. Where guys, we might be a little more physical about it. But the real deal is let her do what she has to do. You're going to do what you got to do and let her do what she has to do to keep herself sane, to keep yourself moving. Dr. Funnenberg, we got about a minute and some change.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
Give me two things that I can do.
Two things that you can do when you're feeling uncertain?
Yes.
So I've already told you the first thing. The first thing is you have to connect. You've got to make sure that you're connecting with another person. And that could be your best, you know, that bestie, that best friend. It could be somebody on social media. It could be your therapist. Again, y'all out there, you got them good jobs. You got them good benefits that you're paying for every month. Go ahead and use those good benefits. The second one I would say is to make sure that when you do connect with that person, you're honest. Don't try to look as though you have it all together, because that's the whole reason that you're going to that other person. Go ahead and let them know that, you know what, I'm not feeling good about this. This situation feels just really tough and tight and sticky for me, mm-hmm. and I don't know what to do. And I'm like Bruh Scarecrow. I'm scared.
Right, right.
You know, there's no shame in that. But let's face it so that we can do something about it and then go in the opposite direction. And sometimes you do just have to do it afraid. That's why being connected to someone can be helpful.
Wow. See, this is what you learn when you talk on How You're Living, A Show About Life with the Funnenbergs. Right here, WNAA 90.1 FM, y'all. We're talking about real things that's happening to real people. Dr. Funnenberg,
mm-hmm.
it's on you. We got to get out of here.
We got to go. So if you have any comments or questions for us, make sure that you're messaging us at WNAAcommunity@gmail.com. And as always, we'll look forward to talking to you next time on How You Living, A Show About Life with the Funnenbergs. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funnenbergs. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funnenbergs on 90.1 FM WNAA.